In 2008, Elizabeth Redenbaugh ran as a Republican candidate and won a seat on the new Hanover County School Board. That's when she says she discovered her positions on a number of issues, including diversity in schools, were not aligned with those of her Republican colleagues. After vocal opposition to a school redistricting plan that Redenbaugh feared would intensify segregation and set up high-poverty schools for failure, she won the John F. Kennedy Profile in Courage Award and switched her party affiliation to Democratic. If elected to the state Senate, her first order of business, she says, would be increasing pay for public school teachers.
I join with former Governor Hunt in wanting to see our teachers' pay reach the national average. When we neglect our public schools, we're neglecting the future of our state. I mean, I can probably list off 10 teachers that I know that have left or are leaving. They're either taking early retirement, they're going across state lines so they can make at least $10,000 more, or they're entering the private sector where they can make more money.
Part of a good state business plan, says Redenbaugh, is ensuring that at-risk children have a shot at becoming productive citizens. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.